good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he didn't cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Hey, Karagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. And this portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Yeah, we got a couple new people that are donating money to us, and we really appreciate you guys that are doing that on Patreon. And you keep us going and keep us afloat, and we really appreciate that, along with all our advertisers. And hey, I just want to—I never really talk about this, Haley, but you know,
support our.
People that sponsor this show, even if you don't buy anything, let them know that you support them supporting us and that you heard their ad on Native Roots Radio. I just want to throw that out there. And another thing too, Haley, I'm in Madison right now in the Civic Media Studios here.
Fancy.
And, yeah, fancy. And a block away from the Capitol. And really just happy to be here. I love Madison. I would live in Madison if I didn't live in the Twin Cities. That's how much I love the city.
I know. And I've heard you say that before too. And I've never been to Madison, but I have been to Green Bay. And that was just once in the winter.
Well, they're different.
Right. I would hope so.
Well, this is a college town with a college vibe. And it's funny, Civic is right on State Street, which is the awesome place to hang out and grab a beverage if you do so, or a restaurant, or see something. We're right by a comedy club here, and it's good to be right by Jabot, which is Ho-Chunk. And where the capital is where there was mounds at one time where our ancestors were buried. So that's good and bad. I'm here, and during the meeting, I don't know if I was seeing visions. I was seeing things during my meeting earlier today, and I thought, I'm seeing spirits here. This is crazy.
Yeah, no, you got some relatives trying to reach out to you. That's really cool.
Right?
I know. We'll have to do like a family road trip out there and bring the whole crew or something.
Yeah.
And we could say hi to our friend Arvina, our relative out there who lives in Madison.
We also have our new friend with Wisconsin Bikes too.
Oh yeah, Christy Goforth. Bikes for Kids Wisconsin. That's an amazing group.
Yeah, I'm just blown away by the work that they do here in Wisconsin. It's crazy.
Well, I also didn't know that Madison was such a biker city. But I guess when you say a college campus, it's kind of like Minneapolis in a way. We have the U of M Twin Cities campus here, and there's a bunch of people. I think, you know, Minneapolis is one of the most biker friendly cities in the country.
Yeah, we were talking about that. One of our regular guests, Robert Lilligren, when he was on city council, worked on the what was that called?
Oh, the Greenway.
Yes, and I saw pictures of what it looked like before and what it looks like now, and what a beautiful place to ride your bike. It was I think it was a railroad tracks, and it was crummy and people throwing trash down there, and now they turned it into a really good thing in the city of Minneapolis, a greenway where you can ride your bike and get exercise and get to place.
Yeah, well, they even have, Minneapolis has all those bike lanes too in the street, which, you know, I really you don't find anywhere else in Minnesota except for Minneapolis and
St. Paul. Yeah. they hook together. It's crazy. Yeah. They can go from one part of the town to the other. And then down by Wakan Teepee, there's a Bruce Vento bike trail that goes from Minneapolis all the way out there. It's crazy. I mean, you can go all the way to Stillwater if you want, Haley.
Okay, well, that's kind of by me. I guess, you know, I could bike to Minneapolis. I have a couple of friends who have lived in Minneapolis their whole life and, you know, like have never owned a car. They just bike everywhere.
Yeah, that's very European. I need a car with a GPS and I'm good.
Me too, and some air conditioning, preferably. Yeah. Working air conditioning, no Indian cars.
Right. The transmission works too. We got to remember that because we've all been there where only reverse works and we have to either get a new car or start working. You know, the city buses used to be red when I was a kid, and we would say, well, how are you going to get there? And I'd say, well, I'm taking the big red Cadillac over there. And that was meaning the bus.
Yeah. Yeah, the big red Cadillac. I wish. Can you imagine if we just had really cool cars to, you know, as taxis back in the day?
Yeah. Yeah. I drove taxi too in St. Paul.
Did you really?
Yeah, for like 7 months.
Wow.
And
you do everything.
But nothing well. That's the problem.
Oh, yes. Yes, you do. You do amazing, amazing things.
I'm a legend in my own mind.
Oh, in my mind, too. In mine, too.
I'm just kidding. Hey, we got a couple minutes here. There's stuff going on, and we're excited about Friday. And there's other things going around Indian country and the Twin Cities we should talk about. But first, before we do that, Haley, do you mind telling everybody who the guest is today?
Oh, yes, I sure can. We're going to have the dean from Doherty Family College, Dr. Buffy Smith, is going to be joining us here in the second segment later on. And she's going to be bringing with her a student also who was a 2022 graduate, I believe. Her name is Cheyenne, and she graduated in 2022 from Doherty Family College. And they're both going to come speak to us about all of the great things, resources going on at Doherty Family College.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting. It's fun to talk about those things because our listeners become the experts. And when people are confused, they can go to our listeners. And what's interesting, too, for us, Haley, is we've become experts at so many things because we've had great guests. I mean,
I know.
When we saw Ogama, and I don't think I've ever talked about this, but we had a guest on that was talking about free college for Native Americans at St. Cloud State, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's what happened to Ogama. She started going back to college. So she listened to the show that day.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's some, we've had, you know, a lot of really great schools that have shared information about whether that's Native students, like success rates, graduation rates from courses that they offer. It's just like really amazing. I didn't know that a lot of these, you know, I guess I went to the U of M, for example, and that's, you know, a huge campus. And I guess I just didn't know about a lot of these other schools that offered the same things.
Right. Well, you know, years ago, and well, not that many years ago, there was a thing at the University of Minnesota called junior college. It was called something college, but they stopped that program. And that was kind of for people that were in 12 and a half grade that needed maybe a refresher course to get up. And so places, I think, like Doherty Family College really steps up for those people that are in that situation where they got to get, whether they haven't been in school in a while or they just had so many things going on in their life that, you know, things happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course, those things. And two, college is just, it's a hard transition in general. Like for me, I went to UMD my freshman year, and it was a big campus. It was scary. I was 2 hours away from home, and you know, it's a big transition, and a lot of seniors get really freaked out that summer going into college. And I think, you know, a school like this, if you're from around the cities, it's a really great, you know, prep and gives you experience to attend one of those 4-year bigger universities.
Well, too, and then if you have the support, and I think that's what we'll be talking about here is the support that a college like Doherty Family College has. So that'll be good to hear. I'm wondering, too, I got to tell the mothership I don't have control. I wonder if they could do the bumper music.
Yes, I have let them know.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And there it is. Magic.
There it is.
Magic.
Aww.
Hey. This is Native Roots Radio. We'll be right back after this short break. Ho-wa!
Nation.
I am in
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas is your pathway to a bachelor's degree. Located in downtown Minneapolis, Doherty Family College offers an affordable education that includes free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, and a Metro Transit pass. As a full-time Doherty Family College student, you'll benefit from mentorship from St. Thomas faculty, along with paid internships and support from Minnesota's largest private college. Ready to turn your dreams into reality? Apply now at dfc.stthomas.edu. Doherty Family College, your journey to success starts here.
As nature awakens this spring, let's awaken to the call of protection. Native brothers and sisters, let's bloom together by getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Let's nurture our heritage and safeguard our futures, one vaccination at a time. So be a vaccinative this spring by protecting yourself and others in our Native community. Whether you're due for an updated vaccine or just getting started, all COVID vaccines offer vital protection against severe illness. For our elders over 65, the latest vaccine is recommended by the CDC to maintain protection. So spring forward with strength, Native communities. Embrace the renewal of the season and safeguard our traditions by getting vaccinated against COVID-19. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov. That's vaccines.gov. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, I am in Madison, Wisconsin, and loving it. And I just want to say hello to all my friends and relatives here in Wisconsin, along with our friends and relatives in Minnesota.
Oh, good one.
Hey, Haley, there's some fun facts. This is different than Wendy's fun facts about Native about our sacred animals. But we got some fun facts about graduation. I don't know. We should maybe hit off. We got... One of the things that I want to talk about is only 14 states protect high school students' right to wear regalia during graduation. And that's out of 50. So
I know.
That's not a good thing. So let me bring down a couple of them. Alaska's one. Yep. Arizona's one. California's one. Kansas's one. Mississippi's one. Montana, Nevada, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Dakota, Washington, and 14 in Nebraska. School districts must adopt a policy allowing Native regalia no later than July 1st, 2025. I know St. Paul, when it comes to graduating, you can do your hat, bead your hat, and wear your eagle feather that's given to you to graduate and those kind of things. I think Minneapolis is following up behind them, but St. Paul's a little ahead of that.
Sure. Yeah. Well, just you listing all of those states that do protect Native high school students and their right to wear those things. It's, you know, we mentioned states like North Dakota and Oklahoma and South Dakota, you know, it's, and, you know, I think, you know, maybe they had the biggest push to help protect students because of, I guess just the resistance of maybe not allowing them to do those things. But I was surprised to not see Minnesota on there.
Yeah, it is surprising because it isn't statewide, but I think it goes by district. And again, I know St. Paul is, not sure about Minneapolis, but there's other districts out there that maybe need a little help and a little push.
Sure. Yeah, well, I thought, you know, does everyone have a right to wear that, though? Like, they can fight for that as their right, even if the state doesn't protect it?
Well, that's really interesting, Haley, because I only worked in St. Paul as a public school teacher there. And I know when I first started there, it was a big deal. not to let anybody wear it because they didn't want anybody to wear anything or any affiliation with anything on their cap and gown.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is what we've been talking about is coming from the Association of American Indian Affairs. And those were some of the states that they listed that do protect Native students' right to wear those things. But also they said that, you know, your rights are still protected. So some schools have strict dress codes, but the Constitution protects Native religious and free speech rights. So wearing your regalia is an important part of, you know, who you are. And you know, we all want to support that. So wear that proudly and fight for that to wear it.
Right, exactly. I know we sometimes take it for granted that, but a lot of maybe some areas are not as progressive or have enough people to speak up for them. So let's just be aware of that and celebrate the ones that are and support the ones that aren't to possibly wear their regalia or their, if they're in a Latino class or whatever, be able to wear something that represents that. And I know they do, but it's come a long way, but we got a long, long way to go, Haley.
Right. I'm seeing, too, we have our first guest joining us. This is Dean from Doherty Family College here in St. Paul. This is Dr. Buffy Smith. So let's get her on and say hello. Buffy.
Good idea. Welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Good evening. How is everyone doing?
Real good.
Pretty good. I'm here in Madison, and it's a beautiful day. I drove from the Twin Cities in a rainstorm for 3 hours, but I made it.
I'm glad you got there safely. My hometown is Milwaukee, so
Madison,
so yeah.
Oh, I love it. We're on State Street here at Civic Media today because I had a meeting at the or close to the Capitol. Let's just put it that way with my tribe today. So, my other job.
Fun.
I love it.
Cool. Hey, let's talk a little bit before we get our next guest on. Let's talk about, like, we've been running ads, and it says, like, there's, with Doherty Family College, there's free laptops, you know, mentorship. There's all these great things that you're doing. And let's talk a little bit about that.
Thank you so much once again for having Cheyenne and myself here today. We're very excited, so thank you. So Doherty Family College is the two-year college of the University of St. Thomas. So our sort of purpose and design and mission is to minimize as many financial, academic, and social barriers that our scholars might encounter. Primarily, we're focusing on helping our scholars, yes, earn their associate degree in liberal arts, but also to have a seamless transition to earn their bachelor's degree. And that's our goal. And we count it as a privilege to work with scholars as amazing as Cheyenne every day.
That's awesome. And so is it pretty open to different ages, or are you looking for the person transitioning from high school that might need some help, you know, in a couple different ways that maybe some that are jumping right into, whether it's financial or just the spiritual mentorship and things like that?
Excellent question, sir. So I would say our primary population are for scholars who are recent graduates from high school. We do have a cohort model, which helps us in terms of creating that sense of belonging. And so I would say that is another reason to have a group of, say, 25 to 30 scholars. When they're closer and similar to age and lived experiences, it also helps build that support and that accountability to one another.
That's so, so important. And I remember years ago, the U had a thing similar called General College, and they got rid of that. So that's awesome that St. Thomas has picked up the baton, because I know that, you know, being a former high school teacher, there's a lot of trials and tribulations our scholars go through that need that extra help and support. So I want to get Cheyenne on here. Welcome, Cheyenne.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello, everybody. Hope everyone's day is going well.
I love it. Everyone's wearing purple. Oh,
it is Tommy Tuesday. Oh, or Thursday, technically, whatever. Yeah. What day is it? Tuesday. I am right.
Yes.
Why am I correcting myself? I know what day it is.
Wow. You had me guessing.
Me too.
Like, what? What? What day?
The
is day it?
Is. Look, the last few weeks have been a blur for me. So,
lots going on.
Yeah. Yes. So tell us a little bit about your journey. I know you're a graduate of a 2022 of Doherty Family College.
Yes. Those 2 years were probably my best times, especially like during college, you know, global pandemic hit. There's so much going on, but like DFC, they helped me create that sense of family. And so, yes, it was a hard time 2 years ago, but I think the DFC family kind of really helped push me to keep going. And now I'm about to be graduating in the spring with my bachelor's. And honestly, I couldn't do it without Doherty. So I'm very grateful, very fortunate to say that I was able to be a success story in their program.
You know, what's really interesting, Haley, I just got the chills when she said that.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know, that what you just said there.
Yeah, I think too, just like bringing it back to the pandemic and you graduating, that was such a hard time for college students. I think just all students, but as someone who's like trying to get started in their career and trying to get, you know, social groups and make friends and trying to figure out who you are, you know, it was a hard time, especially, you know, if you lost your job or you weren't able to work part time because of the pandemic, like that was hard. So thank you for bringing that up because, you know, it's easy. It's, you know, it's kind of hard, easy to forget.
It's really easy to forget, you know, like I go up to people now and I'm about to graduate in the spring. And they're like, oh, what are your plans? I'm like, my family wants to throw a grad party. And they're like, for what? Didn't you have one when you graduated high school? Oh. And then you got to remind them like, no, the pandemic happened. We lost all of that.
Yeah.
So this is now our opportunity to kind of make up for some of what we've missed.
Exactly. Well,
and then, too, on your journey with DFC, I kind of like calling it that now, too, is the support. Do you feel like you were able to go back and get some support and visit, too, once you were done with your associate's degree and then went on to get your BA?
Yes, I actually just saw Buffy in person a couple weeks ago. I'm back over there as often as I can be. Actually, my younger sister now attends Doherty. So now I have a reason to kind of go back to. I come back every once in a while, like every month or so, just to kind of run into old faculty professors. A lot of them have been super helpful, especially as I'm about to graduate. I have one professor that is like just above and beyond from when I went to DFC, who's trying to get me those connections now. And honestly, I'm so fortunate to say that I'm a part of this little family and that I can always come back to them when I need to. Like, even in my most stressful times, I'll come back to DFC just to hang out and, you know, talk to people. So it's honestly been really helpful for me just to have those connections still. I'm very fortunate to still be a St. Thomas student to have access to go back. And yeah, honestly, I love it. And it's a great way for me to reconnect and also kind of catch people up because everyone forgets kind of where I'm at. And so it's always great to always come back and talk to people.
Well, I'm going to ask Buffy, because as a former teacher, when we come back, about how exciting it is to see our graduate scholars come back and visit and are doing good and stay connected, because that's why Buffy and I were in the game, is success stories like you. Hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
Stay with us.
We are Lucy Nation.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by JS Bean Factory, native-owned, off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Hey, we're with some groovy people here from Doherty Family College, and I want to talk to the dean here for a second and talk about how fun it is to have former students come back and visit. I think that's what it's all about.
Oh, thank you, sir. That's my happy space to talk about our scholars. Yeah, I mean, that's my whole purpose think a mission in life is to be the best educator I could possibly be. And so I'm honored to walk along with Cheyenne and our amazing scholars. And yes, I feel as a teacher, we do our best to try to mentor and guide young scholars, help them on the journey, and not to tell them what to think, but how to think and to challenge us as well. And that's how we grow. But everything I do, I try to make sure it's scholar-centered in all the decisions we make as a college, whether it's fundraising, developing the curriculum, and we do it with the input of our scholars. DFC, we are stronger and better because our scholars are empowered and they tell us what they need. And we don't try to assume we know what's best for them. We ask them to engage with us and to share what their needs are. And then we ask how we can support them.
Perfect. Hey, Cheyenne, I want to get back to you. Talk a little bit about your past and your history, what led you up to maybe a little bit about your life a little bit, being from White Earth and a citizen of White Earth. And talk about your journey and what got you into the Family College here of Doherty.
So the Native descent comes from my mom. She's probably listening to this right now. She is from White Earth, and it kind of starts from there. Unfortunately, I don't hit the blood quantum specifics to be deemed from White Earth, but I still consider it. I've grown up in Minneapolis. It's where I was born and raised, and I grew up going to Brooklyn Center High School, and Brooklyn Center, it gave me some beautiful memories. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. but I dealt with a lot of bullying and a lot of backlash growing up. And I also dealt with some teachers that did not see any potential in me. So I was constantly, instead of being lifted up and raised, I was being told that I would not graduate. I would be a high school dropout. Don't even think about getting a bachelor's degree, you know, that sort of thing. And I heard about Doherty from actually a guidance counselor at Brooklyn Center, and she really pushed me to apply. And at this point in time, I wasn't sure if college was going to be for me. Like, yes, I passed and I did graduate my high school diploma, and that was a big deal for me. And so this bachelor's degree means so much more. But at the time, I remember sitting there contemplating if this was for me, and I applied to DFC. And when I first applied, I actually got rejected from DFC, which I think is an interesting story within itself. I struggled a lot with core curriculum growing up, so like math, reading, you name it, I struggled. Math was the worst for me. It was one of those classes that I couldn't register, and it was hard. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like thinking about it makes me want to cry for myself, because I remember so many of those late nights sitting at the table, and I was just lost. But I got through, and I applied to DFC, received that rejection letter, and my mom was like, absolutely not. You're not going to take that. You're going to actually reapply. And I was like, Mom, are you sure? Like, they kind of already said no. She's like, no, you're going to do it. She really pushed me. I remember one night driving the car, and I was just like, Mom, I don't think this is for me. And she's like, you can do it. If anyone can do it, you can do it. And I applied, and I came back with an army behind me with like a insane list, like 10 people of recommendations for why I was fit for the program and all of that. And I came back in and I submitted all of that. And DFC was like, you know what? Maybe she does have potential. And I got accepted, and I remember just being so excited and over the moon. And then that's kind of right where I started at DFC. And when I tell people that story, so many people look at me and they're like, that's so strange. Like, I got accepted first try. And I'm like, well, everyone's story is a little different, right? Like, everyone coming to DFC might not have the same experience as me, because everybody has a different experience in life. But very fortunate that DFC took that chance on me. And I'm very fortunate to even be at St. Thomas now because of DFC. Like, so much has happened within these last almost 4 years, and a big part of that is because of DFC. They were really the foundation for me to start college, and they really just kept pushing me up and up. And I know that's what DFC is for. That's mm-hmm. what they're all about. They're about uplifting their students. And I'm very fortunate to say I was one of those students that definitely have felt uplifted. Like, I never in a million years would I think, oh yeah, I'm going to be on the radio. No, that's crazy. That's for like famous people. So like, just being here now, I wouldn't be here without DFC and without people like Dean Buffy, who sees the importance of a program like this. And I honestly can't thank DFC enough for the opportunity.
Well, that's awesome. Before we go any further, I want to just change the subject for a second. And blood quantum is a way to erase us. You are a white earth if you believe you're white earth. And we talk about that a lot here on Native Roots Radio. Blood quantum is a white way to erase us natives. So you are white earth. So don't ever think you're not. I just wanted to throw that out there.
I've struggled with that too, Cheyenne. We've talked about it on the show. My father's enrolled, but it's a concept, and it doesn't take away any of that native blood that runs through us every day, and it'll always be there. So claim that and be proud of it.
It's something I've been really working on, because like in high school, I was constantly told I'm too white, therefore I can't be native. And when I tell people I'm native, they would sit there and try and belittle me and tell me that I wasn't what I am. Which was always so weird. So like, I've kind of dealt with this weird like imposter syndrome where like I want to accept it, but also it feels like society is telling me not to accept it. And then when I got to DFC, I was like, you know what? Fresh slate. Nobody knows me here. Let me start accepting it. And I never once felt like I was an imposter or like I couldn't accept that side of me. Like, yes, of course, there's always those moments of self-doubt where I'm like, I don't know. But you know, after experiencing DFC and like having a great support system and like friends that didn't belittle me, instead they would uplift me. I think that right there kind of really helped me kind of battle some of that imposter syndrome that I was feeling previously.
Wow. Really good points. And Buffy, I want to jump back with you and talk about like you and I have this experience that, you know, bad things might have happened in high school, but I mean, I'm 62 and I don't hang around with anyone I went to high school with. So that's, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. I do, sir. I'm 52 and I agree with you. I only want to say the Cheyenne gives a lot of credit to Doherty Family College. And once again, I say we are honored and we were blessed to have you as part of our Ohana family. But the foundation that made you who you are and that credit belongs to your family and the amazing community that you come from. We did our part as educators and part of the village and part of the clan to help you explore new opportunities and provide you with some skills and knowledge. But the foundation, the core of who you are, that's divine, and that's from your family and your community. Sir, you know, your if your peers are not elevating you, just know that you will soar above them real soon.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there's that old saying, Dr. Buffy, is that the cream always rises to the crop, to the top. So absolutely. But it's hard, and I'm not minimizing what Cheyenne went through. It's difficult too, when you hear, so much dark wind and you start to believe it. But we're here, and, you know, it sounds like Doherty Family College, DFC family, really, really helped support you and open it up to your potential, which is just another word for not doing it.
Yeah, honestly, like, without DFC, I don't even know where I would be right now. Like, every time people ask me, like, would I change anything? It's mostly no. Like, honestly, I wouldn't change how anything happened, because if not, I wouldn't be where I am right now. Without DFC, I wouldn't even be pursuing my bachelor's degree, which is so mind-boggling within itself to think in 2 weeks' time, I will have my diploma in hand. And it's like, that right there is insane to me, as a kid being told what I couldn't do rather than what I can do.
And you mentioned too, which I think is really, really important, that you have a younger sister and that you're leading the way and a good example, not only to her, but relatives and community members and people listening to the show. It's, if she can do it, I can do it kind of thing is really beautiful, because that's how we open up doors with our stories.
Yeah. I remember just sitting down with my sister a year ago, and she was just like, I don't know where I want to go. And we went to the same high school, and obviously she didn't want to follow my footsteps, which I think is fair. Mm-hmm. But it's also like, you got to be a little practical here. You know, all these other colleges want you to come out of pocket and pay X, Y, Z. DFC is free, free, free. And they'll help you minimize that tuition cost a little bit. And I think that right there is just like a no-brainer. Like, obviously I would choose that. And I had to help my sister kind of see that light. And honestly, like, her applying there got her friend to apply there. And now they're both there together. And it's like, see, like, if I didn't go and I didn't start pushing DFC for her, then who knows if she would have actually went.
Wow. Hey, there's more to talk about. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Nation.
This message is brought to you by Strong Hearts Native Helpline. Did you know that there is a free, culturally appropriate helpline for Native Americans and Alaska Natives affected by domestic or sexual violence? If you're hurting in your relationship and want to talk, advocates are available 24/7. Call or text 1-844-762-8483, that's 1-844-7-NATIVE, or chat online at strongheartshelpline.org. Safe, anonymous, confidential. Strong Hearts Native Helpline.
Shatter stereotypes and perceptions with the unveiling of Alter Native by Frank Buffalo Hyde on Thursday, May 9th at All My Relations Arts. Explore Hyde's bold and satirical take on Native American identity and cultural appropriation. From irreverent pop surrealist paintings to sculptures and found objects, Hyde's work disarms with wit and insight. So embrace the unexpected with the electrifying exhibition, Alter Native. Experience opening night on Thursday, May 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis.
Hi, I'm Chuck Manette, owner of Native Concrete and Masonry. With concrete and masonry adding substantial value to your home, it's always a great idea to repair your sidewalks or just add a beautiful new patio. Cracks or heaving in your sidewalks due to tree roots can be dangerous. Native Concrete and Masonry has helped clients across the metro to make their outdoor space safer and helped increase the value to their homes. For patios, sidewalks, driveways, or garage slabs, go to nativeconcretemasonry.com.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh! We got to do that again. Dr. Buffy and Cheyenne didn't howl. Howl,
I didn't tell them.
Oh. Let's do it one more time.
Right. Howling for wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Right on. Good one. Hey, we're talking about Doherty, a family college, and Dr. Buffy Smith, I want to just ask you a quick question before I forget. We haven't really talked about this. Is how do people get a hold of you that are listening to this or their relatives listening to this and find out more information?
Absolutely. I would say the best place to go is our website. So that's dfc@stthomas.edu. So dfc@stthomas.edu. Go to our website. You'll learn about our magnificent curriculum, our faculty and staff, our scholars, our alums, and also in terms of applying for application. And I want to say this, what Cheyenne says. Cheyenne's story is a proof that sometimes institutions can make mistakes. We should have admitted you to begin with. but persistence, that is what I would tell prospective scholars, to persist. Don't give up. If you have the dream of going to college, I do believe that Doherty Family College is a good place to start, to earn your associate degree, and then to continue to earn your bachelor's degree. We offer tours, individual tours, group tours. We would love to have you experience the DFC Ohana experience, why our scholars and alums feel that this is a culturally rich, affirming learning environment, where you can be yourself, your authentic self, and we help our scholars learn to become those transformational leaders of our state. And I see our leaders as being global community leaders. So please check us out on the website, and I would love to see you in person.
Wow, that's awesome. And I think, Cheyenne, success breeds success. So when you feel successful and supported, you can keep going. And I really applaud you for, I would take tenacity over talent anytime. And I think we all have to have some tenacity to move forward in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, every time I talk to people about my experience, they're always like, oh, you have such grit and determination. And my thing is that I'm honestly, how I see it, I know, is not the same as everybody else, because I just see it as I'm doing the work. I'm doing what I need to, you know, attacking things on when I can. But for the most part, I'm just here, you know, doing what I need to. And clearly I'm doing something right in order to be here. So I don't know, like it's been a long ride. Like I said, I dealt with a lot of bullying growing up. And I think a lot of that honestly pushed me to keep going rather than, oh, you're so right, like, let me just stop, you know, like, I'm not going to graduate. You're so right. Let me just listen to what you're telling me. And I think a big part of that is my mom. My mom was like one of my biggest motivators. Growing up, she would have me sit at the table and do all my homework, you know, and like, she was there to support me when she could. And if she could, like, I remember so many late nights growing up with just me and her at the table, and we're just trying to figure out what this math problem is asking me to do, you know, like, it was a lot. Like, I think I have to give my mom also her flowers, because she is truly the person that pushed me to be here. And she's the one that continued to push me even growing up after hearing everything that I heard, rather than just being like, oh, you're right, like, I should do this, do that, whatever. She was like, no, we're not taking what they're telling you, and we're going to actually do this together. Mm-hmm. And I think just the way she raised even myself and my siblings, like, she's always been that one to push us. And she is that person that we always look to like push us, to give us that sense of drive for academics or anything outside of that.
Well, Dr. Buffy, I think that's the perfect storm, where you have support and you need opportunity. And it sounds like, you know, Doherty Family College is a place for opportunity.
It really is. As I stated earlier, our our scholars, they come already magnificent. We look at our scholars in terms of being an asset, not in a deficit framework. So we're just helping them and to explore their genius, right? We want them to be not only consumers of knowledge and information, but also producers of knowledge and information. And so it is a joy to work with our scholars. And I'm hoping that as Cheyenne continue on with her studies and her advanced degrees, that one day she will maybe be a blessing to DFC and come back and be a faculty member. Or, like I said, I'm 52, so close to retirement. Maybe she'll be the dean of Doherty Family College. Full circle.
Well, Dr. Buffy Smith, I can feel your enthusiasm for our learners out there and your students, and giving opportunity. It reminds me of what Paul Wellstone said years ago, is when we do better, we all do better.
Amen.
Yeah, and you have to, and I'm from a program, a 12-step program, that you have to give it away to keep it, and I feel that that's what you guys are all about. This is kind of, I don't know, maybe I'm just tired, but I'm kind of emotional, Haley. Take over, because it reminds me of, like, you know, when I was teaching, and then the opportunities and yeah, the students, and it's that time of year.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Graduation's coming up. We're, you know, almost, what is it? I don't even know the date. May 7th. So we're still kind of in the beginning here, but graduation is coming up. And I just want to say, you know, congrats not only on your associate degree and your resilience for coming back and pursuing this, but like you said, you're about to graduate with your bachelor's, and that is huge, Cheyenne. So congratulations. I remember when I got my bachelor's degree, and same thing, I was the first generation of my family, my parents, to go to college and attend a big university. And it was a really, really big deal. So make a big deal out of this one, since, you know, COVID kind of ruined our other experiences, but this is huge. So again, congratulations.
Yeah, and absolutely. I want to say one thing too, before I forget, and that's with BIPOC, people with a degree are very dangerous in a good way. So, you're supporting not only yourself and your family in a good way by doing this, but you're also dangerous in a good way, because people, you have to look at you eye to eye.
Absolutely. Cheyenne's going to get in a lot of good trouble.
Yeah, there we go.
I hope so.
Oh, I think you are. But it's always great to Dr. Buffy Smith, to you know, I was in the education game for 30 years, and I see former students that are in the education game, not because of me, but because of who they are. And but it's always exciting, because you go, yeah, I remember, you know, everyone puts their pants on the same way.
Yes.
You know, well, I want to just say a big peenie-geegie thank you for both of you guys coming on the show. It's been a great show. I really appreciate it. Dr. Buffy Smith and Cheyenne, Dr. Buffy Smith, just give the website one more time.
It is dfc.stthomas.edu, dfc.stthomas.edu.
Wow, what a great show. If you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground in which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, vote, and go to college. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.